day, everybody. Time again for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer and is proud to support rural youth through the annual Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. The 2016 winners included Dylan Cheney of Medford FFA, who had the overall grand champion with his double stop CL Plus entry, while Aubrey Geisler of Lomega 4-H in Kingfisher County had the top 4-H entry, also with the OSU developed variety double stop CL Plus. A total of $16,000 in scholarship money given to 4-H and FFA members as they learned about production of wheat as well as its milling and baking characteristics.
It's a great opportunity for students to really see what goes on in the world of wheat production from the field into the marketing situation.
Executive Director Mike Schulte. To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the programs they're involved with, go to okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Gains developed throughout the livestock markets today, offsetting early pressure seen in cattle trade. The sharp late-week liquidation seen on Friday is helping to spark some early-week short covering. Meanwhile, corn prices are higher in light trade, with December corn futures about 8 cents higher. Stock markets higher, too, in light trade. The Dow Jones is 65 points higher, NASDAQ up 52 points. In live cattle, light to moderate gains seen today are helping to replace the light to moderate pressure seen across the complex. The softness through the market seen last week may bring additional short covering, although the overall tone of the market remains unsettled. Narrow gains developed in feeder cattle futures, despite the choppy directionless trade seen through most of the day. The lack of direction seen in the complex comes following active pressure seen on Friday, which pushed nearby contracts triple digits lower, as January futures posted $3.17 per hundredweight lower, moving below $125 per hundredweight. Grain futures were mostly higher today, led by more buying in soybeans as the global rally in oil seeds remains intact. Stocks turned higher in Europe after it losses in Asia, setting up U.S. stock indexes for a higher open this morning. The dollar eased as investors dumped safe havens, including gold and treasuries, buying more crude oil, sending prices over $52 a barrel. Corn prices tried to hold light follow-through buying on the heels of Friday's gains. March futures started to take a run at the 100-day moving average overnight. Soybeans tried to post double-digit gains this morning, recovering Friday's downturn. Futures opened with modest gains overnight before a big jump in Chinese prices helped add another leg to the rally. Wheat prices, though, were mixed following choppy trade overnight that kept Friday's trends intact. While spring wheat sees more light profit-taking, winter wheat contracts are firm as the first blast of cold weather sinks into the plains. That's a look at all of your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.